Thumbs Down. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sarah Palin hasn't backed away from her death panel comment. That still doesn't mean they actually exist, but it does mean she's pretty sure Americans will believe it if she brings it up enough. And there has to be a reason this idea resonates. And it must be because a lot of us actually find the idea attractive. We harbor these thoughts about the people who don't really deserve help. For some of us, it's anybody who doesn't wear seatbelts, or motorcyclists who don't wear helmets. If they get hurt, it's their own fault, even if somebody else caused the accident. Every time a mountain climber needs a helicopter rescue, somebody always complains, "Why do you have to pay for that? You take the risk, you pay the consequences." When it comes to health care, nobody wants to pay for someone who's sick because they choose to smoke or to take drugs or to get fat. I think the reason the death panel argument resonates is that secretly we believe that some people don't deserve health care. We believe in personal responsibility, and compulsory insurance too often forces the responsible people to pay for the irresponsible people. And if that's what we believe, there's only one possible reform. Make insurance available and affordable to everybody, but give you the freedom to choose not to buy it. And if you do choose not to buy it, you are 100% on your own. That means even if you're crawling into the emergency room with your last breath, if you have no insurance and no cash, too bad. For you, there'd be only one rule. Always wear clean underwear, because you never know when you're going to be in an accident, and make sure it's stuffed with cash. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.